trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Breaking Bears news. Brandon Marshall has been traded. He'll now play for the Jets. For all the details, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And just after 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves' next home game is Wednesday, March 11th at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. It should be interesting to see how Brandon Marshall and the New York media get along. Marshall will be headed to the Jets in exchange for a fifth-round draft pick after he passes a physical, and the trade won't be made official until next week. Made official today was the Bears signing quarterback Jimmy Clausen to a deal for the upcoming season. And also signing a one-year deal will be running back Marshawn Lynch with the Seattle Seahawks, a deal worth an estimated $11 million. Turning to preseason baseball, it was the Padres shutting out the White Sox this afternoon, 5-0. The good news, Carlos Rodon, his first start in a Sox uniform, two innings pitched, one hit with four strikeouts. Meanwhile, the Reds beat the Cubs 5-2, and John Lester, just about the same numbers as Rodon, two innings pitched, one hit with three strikeouts. The Cubs, by the way, playing in front of 15,331 out in Mesa today. That's a new spring training record. In pro basketball, the shorthanded Bulls in Indianapolis tonight, where Joakim Noah says the guys will have to keep stepping up.
This is fun, you know, and you're seeing the way the young boys stepping up, the way Nico's stepping up, the way Smelly Cat's stepping up, you know, it's everybody, you know, every night it's going to be somebody different, and that's the way we got to see it. We just got to be a strong unit. a strong team, and winning's bigger than anything.
College basketball, Missouri Valley Tournament action. It was Illinois State defeating Evansville 71-67 and the top seed Wichita State beating Southern Illinois by 11, 56-45. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boers and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
A great day for the Bears. It's a terrific day if you're a Bears fan. You may not know it because you're too stupid to figure it out, but a great day for
it's
the Bears.
It's a terrific day to be a Bears fan because
it really is.
Your general manager just got something
smart
for a
dude.
Guy they were going to cut.
That's right.
He got a fifth-round pick for a guy they were going to cut.
And I love the fact he's a Jet. That's exactly where he belongs.
Enjoy.
Exactly. I enjoy that.
Bring the clown show to New York.
See how that works for you.
And he'll roll out the same thing, and he'll talk about his disorder and everything. I'm not really a football player. Please have fun with that. Enjoy it.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for guys.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
South Shore and Bill on WSCR.
Hey, Dan. Hey, you've been upset with Brandon ever since you couldn't get him on to do an interview. You've been jealous of him getting on.
Couldn't get him on to do. I mean,
here's the fact. It was never requested.
Don't even try to pretend like he ain't the best receiver who's suited up in a Bears uniform.
I'm not pretending. I'm just pretending I'm ecstatic that he's gone.
You don't even think he had any upside in this town? I mean, come on, man.
No, he's an idiot.
No, gone and couldn't be happier and celebrating the fact that he's gone. And if you don't like it, suck it. Tom and Schaumburg, you're on the Score.
Hey, you're right. Tell that guy to suck it, Dan. Jerry, I know you say.
Suck it. Hey.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boers and Bernstein that I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
Suck it!
The show goes on!
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 5:06 on an interesting day, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. In case I forget later on, because I always do this, we run into things, you know, we always should say thank you to Bud Light, and especially the guys here at Caliendo's have been terrific today.
Everybody's been great here today.
Later. Yeah, Caliendo's, we love you.
What a crowd. Mm-hmm. It's been like this is the moment we walked in.
Yeah. Well, they have no jobs.
I know, they don't work.
The mill is closed.
Right, ever since the textile mill closed.
Yeah, the mill is closed. There's nothing.
The thrill is gone.
The mine is gone and the mime. Nothing. But anyway, we thank Kale Anders. If I forget later, because I sometimes
That's right. The quarry dried up. The mill closed.
Yep.
The mine imploded.
You do have Richard Gere in town, though, here. He's been here all day. But anyway, we thank Kale Anders. Very nice people. Very, very nice hospitality. We appreciate that.
Back to the phones. What say ye?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Chris is in Milwaukee. Welcome to the Score.
Hi, guys. I was just calling because I understand, you know, the cancer that Brandon Marshall was in the locker room. I just have mixed emotions as a fan, you know, not having the offense, you know, since I've been a Bears fan and seeing someone produce the way that he did. And I don't, you know, I'm always caught in the thought, do we want good people as athletes or do we just want talented athletes?
No, but here's the problem. Chris, he was bad last year and the offense was bad. So get it out of your head, this idea of,
they never scored 30 points. Went through an entire season. Now, people scored 30 against them.
Now, this is from Matt, who says, Brandon Marshall, last year, how many catches do you think he had over 20 yards for the entire season?
Not many. Three?
Anybody? Any guesses? Four. Devin Hester had six.
My guy!
Marshall had 3.9 yards after catch, which ranked 151st in the NFL for anyone with 20 catches or more.
But what about his offense?
He wasn't good, and he's not getting better. Neil is in St. Charles, and he's on the Score.
Hey, Dan and Terry. Hey, I have two things. One is, do you think that this signifies any indication what direction the Bears are going to go with Jay Cutler? And two, I want to know why Lance Briggs skates this kind of media or public wrath when Lance Briggs was one of the biggest pieces of garbage in that locker room.
Well, he's gone. That's why nobody's worrying about it. He was hurt, and then he wasn't around when he was hurt, and...
Gone.
And I think also he escapes the wrath because he had so many years of equity built up here, being one of the team's great linebackers, and people generally like him. That's the other thing.
And Jay Cutler's, of course he's gone.
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, well, they're working on it. See what they can do. He's been out there for a while now. There hasn't been a huge response.
Might not be gone immediately. Might not be gone for next year. But they're trying. They would love to trade him. They actually put him on the market before they made Brandon Marshall available. The first thing they wanted to do was say, hey, anybody who might want Jay Cutler, by the way, let us know what the offer might be.
Call me. Nothing yet.
But the other issue, too, is that Briggs generally has built up a lot of goodwill. He's had his moments, but he's a much easier guy to like. But you're right. He was not a positive influence on the locker room last year.
Correct.
Because he never liked Trestman. Never got over the Lovey thing. Liked Trestman. He knew Trestman was an idiot.
Well, it actually turns out he was right.
Yeah, he knew Trestman was an idiot, and he was very clear about letting other people know that he thought Trestman was an idiot.
It turns out he was right. I can't argue with
him. He should have worked for us. Just switch places. Dave is on the score. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just want to say, you had that caller earlier talking about the borderline personality. I've researched it, blah, blah, blah. I just find it funny that it seems like he was just coming short, just short of saying this was affecting this play. I can understand being an advocate, but, you know, coming out and saying this is his goal in life, when he has a job, it's almost like a crutch, and it's an insult to not only other people who struggle with this illness, but other mental illnesses as well.
Well, this is explained well here, what you're saying, by the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm. Who says the guy who called saying he has family members racked with BPD, I feel for him, but regardless of that lumped diagnosis within his family, there are sociopathic people who use BPD to manipulate others. It doesn't mean his whole family is sociopaths, but Brandon Marshall is a sociopath. He found the right doctor to get the diagnosis of BPD. Sorry,
what
sir,
yeah.
But it happens. It happened to the Broncos, the Dolphins, the Bears, and it will happen to the Jets. Yeah, it all worked out very conveniently for a guy who was arrested 23 times for beating up women to then just say, oh, wait a second, I got to get out of jail free card. So somebody says I have this disorder, so
exactly
you can't get mad at me for it. That's why he always holds the press conferences. That's why he held one again to
He doesn't want people
to lie to people about it and to just say, oh, no, Joe, you can't get mad at me. Yeah. You can't get mad at all these arrests and my record and my behavior because I've got this, so I'm untouchable. That's manipulating, and that's exactly what he did.
And by the way, for the record, screw that guy and his family.
Adam in Round Lake Beach, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Based on what Fox said in his initial press conference and what the Bears did with Marshall, do you think Martellus Bennett might be a casualty soon?
I don't know the answer to that. I wouldn't put Martellus in there with some of these other guys. And I know he had a moment last year, and Martellus can be squirrely.
Yes. Yes, he can be. I don't either. I don't know. I think that the Bears are so... They're concentrating on getting rid of the rubbish they know has to go. I mean, I don't know that they've made a complete judgment on him yet. But, I mean, the judgments have been made. Obviously, the Cutler judgment has been made. You're going to try your best to get rid of him, and you got rid of this guy today. Those judgments we know. I don't know player by player.
The 219 texter points out, no phone call has dropped since Jesus arrived.
That's true.
It is true, isn't it? In Springfield, Dylan, you're on the score.
That effect.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi, how are you guys
so
doing?
So much for that. Oh,
good.
Okay. Almost lost him.
All right, so... Here's my take.
That's happened a lot.
Oh, no. You know what?
Jesus. Jesus.
Come on.
Everything was good. You got credit for no calls dropping. And what happened?
We've had like 10 calls just drop out of nowhere today.
Yeah, we did.
David
come
downtown.
Come closer, Jesus, and bless our screen.
You're on the score.
And don't touch your engineer.
I'm going to miss Brandon Marshall next year just because the Bears are going to be dull, and he's entertaining. He's great news. You guys talk about him all the time. People dial in and talk about him all the time. It just makes entertainment. I think now that he's gone, we're going to have to invent a new Brandon Marshall going forward.
No.
Entertaining, huh? Okay.
Maybe you found talking about him entertaining. He himself is not entertaining.
No, he is not. And you know, here's the God's truth. I won't miss talking about him a bit. It's fine with me. It's great with me. And by the way, screw that guy and his family.
In Vernon Hills. Not,
wait a minute.
Not Vernon Downs, but, right. But Vernon Hills.
Okay.
It's Matt. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Dan, here I... Foley, I'm right behind you with the move that they made today, but I think the reason why people don't understand the big picture aspect of it is because Petzold came out and said that it's not that too far out of the picture to think that they could compete for a Super Bowl even next year, when common sense says that's not the case. You know, just look at the product they put on the field. Now, if they were up front like the Cubs were and just said, you know, it's going to take 2 or 3 years, couple strong drafts to be right back in the thick of it, then I think they would be able to step back and take a macro view of it. But the fact is, they've said clearly, no, this is it. So they can't look beyond the immediate moves that they make, and that's screwing them over.
I don't know what they can really say other than what they've said.
I think they've handled it well. I don't think there's anything else that needs to be said.
I think so far, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in another year, we could hate them. I mean, allow us room. It's possible. It's happened before. I think it shows a great adult strain, though, when you're able to change your opinion on somebody and admit you've changed your opinion, whether it's for better or worse. I mean, you had reservations when he got here because you knew exactly what you were getting. Kind of a guy that you really questioned, and then he did every bit of that. Every bit of it. You just say beating the women.
Got a little problem down the road that's developing here.
Down the road?
This from the Tribune, right down the road, in fact.
Yeah.
An incident involving Wheaton College football players who dressed up in Ku Klux Klan robes as part of a parody of the Will Smith film Bad Boys 2 has rocked the college's campus, which already has been reeling, rocking and a reeling, from two other recent high-profile incidents. The skit took place on Saturday during the football team's annual off-season team-building activity, known as Competition Night. It involved groups of teammates performing skits. One group of 20 teammates, including some who were black, chose to parody several movies, including Bad Boys 2, a 2003 Martin Lawrence Will Smith comedy and drama
that
pokes fun at the Ku Klux Klan. During the skit, the group wore Klan-style white hoods and robes and carried Confederate flags. That's brilliant. While those who organized the skit said it was intended to be satirical, it's outraged some on campus and provoked letters to the campus community from the Evangelical Christian College's president, Philip Ryken.
That's
organizers
me, by the way.
And two assistant football coaches. This is after two other high-profile incidents at Wheaton that have drawn headlines. The arrest of a student for the unauthorized videotaping of a woman showering in a college-owned apartment, and a student throwing fruit at another student who questioned Ryken at a town hall event on campus about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Well, sounds like all is going great.
Score remote to me.
Wow.
I heard that the other one about Wheaton, the taping thing. I saw that. Saw that story.
I never saw Bad Boys 2.
I never saw Bad Boys 1. Why would you? What?
Is that sort of broadly known enough to be parodied successfully?
Not for me, no. I would have no idea, no.
All right, let's try Dylan in Springfield again. His phone dropped last time.
Hey, how are you guys doing? All right, lost here. This is taping. Anyhow, this is my take on it. It's about time Brandon Marshall left. He produced numbers, but like you said, he's a cancer to the locker room. My question is, why is Jay Cutler being sacrificed when nobody is pointing out the fact that
Matt Forte is a top five running back that saw the ball less than 35% of the time. I'm just bad. Give him the ball.
He gets the ball every time.
God, how many times you want him to have the ball? I caught more than 100 passes. Okay.
All right. Okay, now wait a second. The Bears' problem is that Matt Forte doesn't touch the ball enough.
My God.
And he set the all-time NFL record for receptions by a running back?
He did.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. Needed 200.
Boy.
All right. Well, I'm glad we call, you called back with that, Dylan.
I'm not. We're Boars and Bernstein.
Screw that guy and his family, too, by the way.
You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are the odd couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
These shows
got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Brandon Marshall's never been on a playoff team either, guys. And certainly he's just one guy on a 53-man roster everywhere he's been. But he's never been to the postseason. So, you know, it's not like he's got some valuable experience as a proven postseason producer.
That's the talk of the day. Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brandon Marshall is gone.
Oh, what a day. What a great day. I was so happy when I got that news and
happy,
I realized it was real and that it's enough and that that oppressive cloud is gone because the clown is gone. Away with ye. On a plane, fly away. Don't darken our door again. That's fine.
So we've been celebrating that on Boris and Bernstein. I know that none of the callers have agreed with that, but we don't care. That's all right. We don't care. Which one? We've actually been able to get on the air.
Can I take a call from a Bob?
Let me ask you a question. How could it get any worse?
Bob in Batavia is on the score.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Fine.
Great. Hey, is it me or was Jay Cutler last year trying to win games for the other team? Because on almost every game in the first half, it seemed like he had a bet on the game for the other team. And then when it came time to garbage time, that's
Bob,
when he would pile
make
up
a point
his bet.
That has something. Make a point that is salient to what we're talking about today.
Well, are they going to cut Jay Cutler? Or what are they going to do with Jay Cutler? Are they going to can they just flat out cut him?
They can, sure. They're trying to trade him. They'd like to trade him.
Yeah, they've been trying for a while.
They might cut him. They might keep him. But there's no takers because nobody wants him. The fact that they got somebody to want Brandon Marshall, but they were going to cut him too, just celebrate that fact. Just celebrate it. Just be really, really, really happy that the Jets were stupid enough to give him a fifth-round pick.
My bad, by the way.
Why?
The Bob thing.
Well, okay.
That's.
I was going to take it anyway. So
That's really no good, you know.
That's all right.
Really no good.
To Logan Square and Eddie, he's on the score.
Hey guys, how you doing? Basically, just still wanted fine. To comment on kind of what you just said there on the Jets side of the thing. If the Jets really wanted Brandon Marshall, don't you think that this is the only way that they could have got him, by trading a fifth-round pick? Knowing that the Bears were going to cut him, he would have then entered free agency. What would have happened then is obviously Marshall would get to choose what team he might want to go to, but also they might have ended up in a bidding war with maybe two or three other unintelligent teams that would have also wanted Marshall, then forcing them to sign maybe like a 3 to 4 year contract, giving him a signing bonus, all of that stuff. With the Jets, doesn't this just guarantee them that they now can have the guy that they wanted for sure, even though it's a bad decision, but having the guy that they wanted for sure and then still having the ability to cut him just like the Bears would have done this year?
Yeah, that's the sell. And the sell would be the exclusivity of don't worry about having to negotiate against other teams in free agency. The downside of that is his contract. He's got a massive contract for declining production. So unless they're able to come to some agreement to negotiate that deal down, and maybe they are, maybe they say, look, we'll get rid of you too, that you can play for us for this amount or not play for us, that it's possible that they could there could be a leverage game there. But
I think it's safe to say, I think you, you know, there are other teams, really good teams, actually, supposedly interested in him. And I don't what would have happened, I don't know. But, yeah, there would have been some interest in him. And this is a way to go ahead and get him yourself if you have to pay through the ass for it, though. And I don't see the advantage of it for your team. If it's one of the good teams, if it's Seattle or somebody that you say, okay, they could use the help, you go, yeah, okay, they can use the help right now. What's the Jets scheme?
Yeah, I'm just surprised that the Jets would have any interest at all because they've got a guy who's not going to be able to get him the ball, which is only going to make him mad, and then he's going to run over to his positive notes journal and start yelling at people. And
yeah, I don't know. Although the Jets do have a chance, looks like at Mariota.
Scoreboard update.
Hey, guys, I just got to tell you, that last caller was really good, but most of your callers today, it sounds like Grobstein callers today.
Okay, cool.
Not quite. Not quite.
I'd say close.
Yeah, well, closer than we'd like, but still not quite.
You should work one of those, Danny. You'd have a field day. A field day.
Nope. And it is water under the dam.
Well, you know that.
I'm not going to get through this one. 5:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves' next home game is Wednesday, March 11th at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Brandon Marshall wore out his welcome with the Bears, and he's now headed to New York to play with the Jets. That after he passes a physical, the Bears will get a fifth-round draft pick in return, and the deal will be made official next week. Now, today, the Bears made it official that they have signed quarterback Jimmy Clausen to a new one-year contract. Preseason baseball today, the Padres shutting out the White Sox 5-0. Carlos Rodon, a good outing in his first start in a White Sox uniform. 2 shutout innings, 1 hit with 4 strikeouts. Meanwhile, the Reds beat the Cubs 5-2. John Lester, in his first start in a Cubs uniform, also 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit with 3 strikeouts. The Cubs, by the way, playing in front of 15,331 in Mesa. That's a new spring training record.
Jorge Soler.
Yeah. Hockey. The Blackhawks will be hosting the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the United Center. That game coming up in a couple of hours.
Be square or be there.
I told you I'm not going to make it. Pro basketball. The Bulls at Indianapolis tonight. That's coming up the top of the hour. Pau Gasol says the battle continues.
This team just keeps on fighting, keeps on going. And we grind and we give ourselves a chance. So no matter what the score is, we just try to play hard, and sometimes we get down on the scoreboard. But we're a resilient team, and we wanna try to win every single night. So far we've been doing a pretty good job.
And Terry, I still hear you laughing in the background. Breaking
yes.
news.
Well, I Les, I love Les. I love Les. Actually, I love more. But I get such a kick out of Les Grobstein.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Or maybe the reversal of that. But
see, the words of wisdom from my guy.
You know, Terry, I still sit next to him at ball games. It is a trip.
Oh my God!
It's a scary trip.
How do you concentrate on your work?
It's tough. I try and go away as quick as I can. Unbelievable.
What do you sit like between him and George?
George is further down. But at hockey games, it's Les right next to me, and he's talking to me about 25 to 30 years in the past all the time. Do you remember?
That's where he lives.
I know. Breaking news on the score.
I don't remember yesterday.
Nor do I.
Yeah, I don't remember yesterday, but that's why I love Les. He brings me back to the days I don't remember.
What?
That made
sense.
We're
going to do overnights very soon, Chew.
Yeah. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. This is where Les Grobstein resides.
What if Penis and his wife were having trouble conceiving?
Oh, my God. Sports Radio 6. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, it's 534 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein in the home stretch.
Yep, home stretch here at the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour. It's been a nice place. There's lots of hospitality for us.
Nice
in
people.
The lovely burg of Winfield. And it is 534, and you know what? It's still light out. And Saturday night, we actually will be setting the clocks forward.
Yes. Spring ahead.
Which means, of course, my son's got a 7 a.m. hockey practice. That sucks.
Mm.
Yeah, right?
Let me do the quick math on that one. Yes. Yes, it does.
That sucks. And it's, of course, it's one of these quote-unquote optional practices, but you know, coaches, we'd really like to have the whole team there to get ready for the Dells tournament, and ice time is tough to come by. Of course, it's an optional tournament, but I'm like, okay, all right, you're going to get the 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you having a tournament where everybody's named Dell?
No, the Dells.
Okay. The Dells tournament.
Dell Crandall and Dell Unser.
And Dell
Curry.
Yeah, Dell Curry.
Another one, Chup.
Is
one of the Chups Dell? Is that right?
Merv.
That was I went four deep with Dells and ended up with harness driver Dell Chup. Ouch.
That tells you, that's a lot about your life right then. That's a lot about your life. That pretty well sums it up when you think about it.
Calumet Park, Rick is on the score.
Yes, I'm calling just to make some comments on Brandon Marshall. You know, I know the guy was talking about the mental health defense, but I think Brandon Marshall is cut off the same cloth as Terrell Owens, Cinco. These guys have an expiration date, and I think we need to be applauding that the Bulls' current management was able to get a fifth round pick for him.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for Ojo Cinco, too.
Joseph
and Del Shannon.
Thank you, Del Shannon.
Del Shannon, nicely. How could I forget Del Shannon? Oh.
All of them the same hockey team at this tournament, too, even the ones that are dead.
Dells.
There's always that, and you talk about Keyshawn Johnson, too. You always have sort of the selfish, idiot wide receiver that makes everybody's life miserable, but Marshall took it a step further.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He took it a step further with the countless arrests for attacking women.
Yeah, actually, one's too many. There were 23 of them.
I never have a problem losing somebody like that from our fair city.
No.
And going somewhere else.
Correct.
West Chicago, which you say is right nearby, right?
Right away. Jar! Oh, there! It's Ovidar!
It's Don on the score.
It's Don! It's Ovidar!
Three times. Don, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan. Hey, I want to get a couple points out on Brandon Marshall. I followed him for a long time, and most likely you won't agree. But I've watched for years and years of Wansett teams, Duran teams, Lovey teams, of guys that got along that
just
didn't have
talk
talent.
About this team if you're going to talk about it.
No, nothing
that we're talking about right now has anything to do with Wansett.
That's fine. My point is we spent years and years of guys that got along that just weren't very good. We got a guy that gives 100% effort. He's maybe the
one
best
again. One has nothing to do with the other. That is a false equivalence.
Dan, are you going to tell me in the 70s and 80s that there weren't teams with guys?
Don't worry about the 70s or 80s. Dan, it has nothing to do with what we're discussing.
Dan, but it does have to do with the point where society in general has become so.
No, it has nothing to do with society in general either. Okay, start again. Erase and start again.
No, but Dan, what I'm trying to get across is you don't think people become.
What you're trying to get across is stupid.
I'm sorry.
People become more sensitive to people who are hitting women?
When does he hit women in Chicago, Dan?
Isn't that a good thing?
Dan, you just said keep it within Chicago. I'm keeping it within Chicago. Now you bring it up when he hit women.
Right.
We're talking about his time in Chicago. His time in Chicago.
Also, if he comes here, it's erased.
Well, you're talking about keeping it within Chicago's time. While he was in Chicago, he played his ass off. Did he not?
No, he was bad last year. Don't tell me he dropped two.
He did.
Come on.
I actually am delighted he dropped.
All right, no, is he there? No, he was, Don, he was bad last year.
That call, that you know,
is
Don,
he there
you,
or not?
That, you, somebody or somebody like you is called about, I've heard at least 15 calls that exact same thing.
This idea of he played his ass off.
Yeah,
no, we did. There were games where he wouldn't go back in the game. There were games where he walked over, he wouldn't sit with the offense. He had nothing but bad words for the coaches. He was a phony. He was a con man. A phony leader who made people think he was something he wasn't. Stop with this. Stop with this idea. He played so hard. All he did was play to aggrandize himself. That's all he's ever done.
All right. That's a call that many, many times over, and you're just as dumb as the last 12 of them that did it. So, that's okay.
Society today doesn't watch one stat. Society's too sensitive.
Nothing to do with society. You don't make yourself sound smarter by globalizing the idea of a call about a football trade.
It's not about Brandon Marshall getting traded for a fifth-round pick. It's about society.
Yeah, and I don't really think that we should compliment somebody because he didn't punch a woman while he was here, at least to our knowledge. Is that worth a compliment? Is that worth saying? Is that, whoa, we did do what he's here. That's real. Really? Seriously? That's your thought? All right, good riddance to that bastard and all the other dumbasses. It's been that kind of day, has it?
Good riddance to Brandon Marshall, and good riddance to everybody apologizing for Brandon Marshall.
Yes.
We'll ship you all to New York, too, for nothing. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
Breaking Bears news. Brandon Marshall has been traded. He'll now play for the Jets. For all the details, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Music. NCAA March Madness.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
The man's enlarged my mind. He's a poet, warrior in a classic sense. I mean, sometimes you say hello to him, right? And he'll just walk right by you, and he won't even notice you. And then suddenly he'll grab you, and he'll throw you in a corner, and he'll say, do you know that if is the middle word in life? If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you. I mean, I'm a little man. He's a great man.
President of Townstone Financial. You know where that's from. Meet Dick.
Hello, friend.
Called to secure a $320,000 mortgage on a $400,000 condo that he purchased. David explained the quarter point adjustment on condo loans for borrowers putting less than 25% down and quoted a low rate. Dick wanted to think about it, which meant he wanted to shop David's rate. So Dick called the next day, and he asked David to match a lower rate that he was quoted, and David informed Dick the rate was unrealistic. He warned him he was going to get mistreated, and he wished him well. Well, Dick called David for advice a week before his closing because his lender screwed up his loan and increased his rate because they didn't lock it as a condo. David advised Dick not to eat discolored snow, wished him luck, and went back to helping his borrowers that actually value his time and expertise. Why call David instead of the other lenders? Because he's your honest, trustworthy, local home loan expert who will always look out for your financial best interest. Call David now at 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Tune in to Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, boys, emergency getting ready to wrap it up. Me, not before me, and my two favorite words in show business.
Lot of home.
I thought I left the building too. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
What's happening, Lawrence?
Lots of stuff going on today, huh? You guys enjoy yourself?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Holiday today.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we had phone problems and then communication problems and then kind of a bad day for Boers and Bernstein, and I think, in general.
No, I don't think that's the case. I enjoy it when Dan is close to combusting.
Today wasn't terrible. We've had worse days.
He wasn't combusting as much as... You know, he usually does, but because basically the calls were cut in half. Half of them we
yeah,
lost.
That's true.
We had a lot of technical issues with calls today for whatever reason.
But happy to have been meaner and angrier, but we lost too many people in mid-thought. So how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really well. Good? You know, kind of following the Brandon Marshall story and
talking to people and finding out stuff and, you know, just trying to do all the due diligence and bring as many voices to the table tonight as possible. And look, you had warning. You had warning. Pat Boyle tweeted something a little while ago talking about Brandon Marshall, you know, yelling at teammates and yelling at coaches. And then someone said, you know, that was never reported. I'm like, yes, it was. But people,
yes, it was reported.
But people ignored it and put it under the column of leadership. And, mm-hmm. And there's people that have been trying to tell you that that's not what everyone considers to be leadership, especially correct. The people who are in charge now of the Bears and some of the people that are in that locker room or were on that coaching staff last year. That's where this comes from. So it's I feel like some people are reacting as if they're shocked by it, that maybe they were ignorant to some of the facts.
And not allowed to be.
The other part
not allowed to be shocked
that I'm fascinated by is why does it have to be Brandon? Why can't it be Jay? And people not understanding that there is a significant financial complication that does not allow the Bears to just cut Jay Cutler because you're mad at him, because you're angry at him, that you don't like him as much as you like Brandon Marshall. This was a shrewd business move along with them trying to get the future of their locker room and their team chemistry right. That's what correct. This is. They have to look at this as a business. This is not fantasy football. You can't just cut a guy. This is not Madden. You can't just cut a guy or bench a guy because you want to. There have to be there are other financial things that have to come into play. And with Cutler in particular, look, if the Bears wanted to move on from Jay and if they had a trading partner, I think they would move on from Jay, but you have to find a partner that's willing to take on the massive contract that he was given. You want to look for a bad guy. You want to look for a villain. Look at Phil Emery. Look at the money that he gave Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. And in Brandon Marshall's case, didn't have to give him the money. He could have tagged Cutler too, but it's a little bit more complicated. But with Brandon Marshall, he could have had him earn the next contract instead of giving him a 3-year deal. And because of it, because of what they did today, the Bears gain almost $4 million in cap money, which they can go out and spend to try to make their team better immediately and down the road. They can make moves over the next couple of weeks to try and make their team better for when the team is going to get good.
That's it. It's over. It's over.
Everything is very early money at this stage. But I think that from all I'm hearing and what my guy is saying about, you know, he's tight-lipped. He's not. He doesn't share like others have shared exactly what's going on with the Bears. But I don't see anything at this point to really not like enjoy Ryan Pace and John Vox.
So good.
Yeah, I think
so
those guys have been bold.
We're good.
Tonight on the show, Zach Zabin's going to join me. Tom Thayer's going to join me. Matt Bowen's going to join me. And Jen Latta is going to join me. So full boat show tonight. Lots of phone calls as well. We'll get into it and break it down.
We'll be listening on the way home.
Yeah, and you will get that phone call at some point tonight. You know, he's the best wide receiver the Bears have ever had. How could this happen?
I don't disagree with that phone call that he's the best wide receiver that they've ever had. That doesn't change the fact that they don't want him here anymore.
Got it. All right, some quick thank-yous. We'll get out of your way, Lawrence.
We would like to thank Andre Dawson, Jason Cole, and Brian Kenny for joining us.
We thank our crack production staff, backup Rachel Plaza, Mr. Matamaticola,
Jeff Truck, Ken's Truck.
Whoops.
Truer words are actually never unspoken. I love Matamaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Barty, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Brandon ran Brandon's job was to go down the middle.
Brandon ran the hood. Don't you dare.
Marbles, bitch.
And our intern was it Chuck Wagon? As far as we know. On site here doing a terrific job as always, Rick Kemp.
I don't believe it! Rick Kemp!
Not either. Yeah, it's a home game for him.
Intern was Rich Detail. Can't forget him.
Ed, doing a great job as always. Our engineer, Dave Misker, my EMT, my ENT, my CPA, my CPR, and the mayor of West Chicago.
Dave,
we thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Our engineer,
Bagstein.
See, we will do it over again on Monday.
Big thanks to Caliendo's. Yes. And a big thanks to Bud Light.
Yes.
The perfect beer for whatever.
Remember, set your clocks ahead, or we'll have to come out and do it for you. Have a terrific weekend. We'll talk to you Monday afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS. This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.